episode 2947, Beyond the Touchdowns of the Super Bowl.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. Are you ready for something extraordinary, like maybe the Super Bowl? Okay, I know. We're 2 days in advance of it, but take a deep breath. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. It's time to play ball beyond the touchdowns of the Super Bowl. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, in case you haven't heard, we have partnered with Pray.com. We have a TV show that goes live every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 a.m. Pacific. You can find it there. Come on over at Pray.com. It's exclusive there. Deep breath, because with Confession Day, right, we just have to let it all hang out. And I just want to be real with you. You know, there are so many things happening in the world. And the biggest game anyone that you or I will ever play is the game of life. However, there are other games that teach not only ourselves, but our children many life lessons. What can be learned beyond the touchdowns of the Super Bowl? You know, I am a Super Bowl football fan. I am going to be watching. I'm going to be analyzing. I'm going to be all in. In fact, I've already begun planning for Sunday, what's happening. So I'm all in on the TV. I know that sounds strange, but that also means, though, I'm there to learn. It's not just about who wins. Every person who's on that field is already a winner. Because a Super Bowl is not just a game. It's an event that brings people together and creates memories that last a lifetime. And whether you're a fan or not of the sport of football, there are many valuable lessons that your children can learn from the Super Bowl. You know, I can remember back in the day growing up, my dad would preach sermons on Super Bowl Sunday with lessons we can learn from the game of football. Of course, he would attach, you know, multiple Bible verses, all of this. And I'm like, how did he do that? Like, it just always amazed me. Now, understand this. This was back in the day where most of us had one TV in the house, right? We still had phones that were connected to the walls. And there were only like 4 or maybe 5 channels. I can't remember, but there were hardly any channels. And when it was Super Bowl Sunday, that is the only thing that you watched on TV, especially in our household. So it was a big deal. And as I got older, I totally understood where my dad was coming from, right? It was amazing. I just thought he was so creative in my little mind. I was like, wow, he can just connect all the dots. So we're going to drop some valued balls today. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Drop some valued balls. I'm sure Tom Brady wish he was dropping a few more. Can you believe it? Yes, he's already announced that he is retiring for the second time. Do you believe it? I'm not sure, but that will be one for us to watch. Maybe he'll show up again. Who knows? But let's have some fun with this one. I want you to think about how you look at the Super Bowl, how you can watch it differently. I know for me, I do a lot of life lessons in everything that we do. And I don't sit there and like actually look for them. It's just part of my process of parenting, how I live my life, how I was raised, and really allowing myself to be observant and to be aware. And, you know, if something didn't go right, well, what could I learn from that? Because there was always something that I could gain from it. Even if it was a negative loss for me, there was a positive win on the other side. And yeah, maybe I had to search sometimes, and maybe I had to allow my feelings to get hurt and then feel good about what I learned. But it's an incredible process that we can learn together. And so why not have some valued balls when it comes to, you know, the Super Bowl? We need those. So number one, with our children, we need to teach the importance of teamwork, collaboration, right? Coming together. One of the key aspects of the Super Bowl is the teamwork that's displayed by both teams, right? Players work together. They work out together. They train together to achieve one common goal. And it's this play the game of football. And the result is this incredible, thrilling game that showcases the best of what each team can do. You know, your children can learn that working together with others can help achieve what? A common goal and lead to greater success. It's the ultimate of all ultimate, right? The Super Bowl is the ultimate of champions for football players. That's what every single one of them aspire to. And the crazy thing is we're starting kids playing sports now at such a young age. It used to be middle school. And I'm talking middle school, like 7th or 8th grade middle school, not 6th, not 5th grade. We're talking 7th and 8th graders. And then on, but now, my goodness, we've got them at 3 years old out there playing. Well, when I think about that as a mom and now as a grandma, I'm thinking, yeah, we were a little bit crazy. Now, my kids were not always out there. However, yes, I did have them in dance. I did have them in gymnastics for other reasons. And then, yes, they went on to play other sports shortly thereafter. And I really wanted them to get a taste of all sports. So they did not begin to pare it down until they hit upper elementary. And they really began to formulate their interest. But in doing all of it, right, they were learning the importance of teamwork, the importance of collaboration. What does it mean to be on a team? If you are working with anybody but yourself, right, that means you're working on a team. If you attend a church, you're playing in the same team, right? If you go to school, you're in the same team. If you're shopping in a grocery store, right, that's a team of you know, persons who like, people who like that grocery store. You don't have people that go there and don't like that grocery store. I mean, I guess sometimes we have to. We don't always want to, right? But there's something about collaboration. There's something about teamwork. Are you teaching your child about the importance of teamwork? You know, are they on the debate club? Are they in drama? Are they doing something with robotics and STEM? What is it? Maybe right now they're part of a Play-Doh group. That's awesome. But what is it? We've got to really teach and instill within our children the importance of teamwork. Number two, perseverance and determination. Many of the players in the Super Bowl have overcome obstacles and challenges to get to where they are today. Right? They've had injuries. So those setbacks become their comebacks. And they've had to persevere. They've had to endure. They've had to be determined to keep going, to go that extra mile, to keep doing it. And that's hard. Long days, short nights, right? Your children can learn from the players that overcome with determination and perseverance. And that's incredible. We need to be teaching that to our kids because right now they're being served on silver platters most of the time. Come on, let's be real. It's confession day. It's interesting. I don't know if you've seen the show. I think it's on ABC. I've only watched it a couple times, and most of the time it's for research. Yeah, I imagine that. But it's called The Parent Test, and they have all these different parenting styles, and I don't know how many different ones are represented. Anyway, it's coming down to the end of the season, and I'm sure you can watch it on some streaming. It might be on Hulu or whatever, but as you know, they are not a sponsor of this episode or this podcast. But in that, right, do you sit back ever and look at how you parent? Do you look and actually have a purpose on why you do what you do as a mom, as a dad, as a grandma, as a papa? We need to take time and really evaluate because the words that come out of our mouths have power. And once when they're released, they cannot be taken back. And so what we give our children are gifts most of the time. And when they're not, they're destructive, aren't they? And so when I look at perseverance, I look at determination, that is one thing we all need to have in our world for the better of our world. If you haven't heard the story of the Kelce brothers. I don't know if you have followed the Super Bowl much, but a lot of people are saying it's the Brother Bowl because you've got a Kelce that's playing for the Philadelphia Eagles and you've got a Kelce that's playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I won't go into a long story of it, but Travis Kelce, who plays for the Chiefs, has an incredible story, of which his brother plays a big part in that. And so if you don't know it, go find it. It's out there. And they also have a podcast. Who knows? Maybe we can have the brothers here on our podcast. I would love to chat with them about many things in their life, because their whole life is not just about football. And I would love to have their mom on. How cool would that be to have two NFL football players that are sons? I mean, that's like, you know, not very many people have that, right? You've got Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, right? So I could think of those two right off the top. There's also a couple I actually watched. Well, at the time, he was a college kid, but then now he has a son. And if I could only remember his name, maybe it will come to me by the time this is done. But he played for Kansas State. And so I look at all of this and I'm thinking, they have talents, they have gifts, but it goes beyond the football field. It goes beyond the touchdowns of the Super Bowl. The importance of teamwork, perseverance, and determination. That's what's learned both on the field and off the field. What about number three, sportsmanship? Right? The Super Bowl is a showcase of some good, incredible athletes of the world. And they're amazing. Yeah, most of them, yes, are here, but they've gone to school here and they come over and they are playing now in the NFL and they're like all in. But it's also a display of good sportsmanship, right? It's not just about their talents. It's not about how ripped they are, as in, you know, their arms are like the size of my calves, or more importantly, more like the size of my thighs. I mean, seriously, these guys are built. And they are an extreme athlete. But in all of their gifts and talents, when it comes to the game of football, the players show respect for each other. And we saw that displayed between the game, right, of the Bills and the Bengals. And when the Bills player went down, if you didn't hear that story, go look it up. It was a talk of everything. I won't go into it long here, but it was incredible. And it wasn't just the two teams that rallied together. It was football, all of the NFL teams. It was then the fans of football, and then it was a global impact. You see, beyond the touchdowns of the Super Bowl, you can have impact. And these are the things we need to be teaching our children. Because in all honesty, by the stats, most kids are not ever going to be able to play in the NFL. It's just not going to happen. The dreams may be there, and it's great to go for a dream. But if the majority of them are never going to make it, then what can we learn? What can we teach them for a sport that they love so much that they can take and actually utilize and allow them to go out and impact the world that they touch in their way, just not on the football field? The importance of teamwork, perseverance, and determination, sportsmanship. Number four, the power of practice. Countless hours are spent practicing and perfecting the skills in the game of football. Your child can learn that with hard work and practice, they too can achieve great things. Now, it's going to look different, right? Depending upon what that is. Whether they're pursuing a sport, a hobby, a career, practice can help them reach their goal, right? Practice equals progress. And if we keep doing it enough, we get better and better and better and better. But are we doing that? I really want you to think about this, because I think we try to do it, but honestly, we get stuck in our own responsibilities and we don't want to. And God says, I gave you this incredible little child and you're responsible for them. You're to train them up so they can go out and impact the world that I want them to touch. That's a lot of responsibility for a mom, for a dad, for a grandma, for a papa, anybody who mentors children. That's a responsibility that we say yes to. So think about the gifts that you're giving children that can last a lifetime beyond the touchdowns of the Super Bowl. And finally, number five, the value of preparation. You know, the teams in the Super Bowl, they prepare, how long do you think? Basically almost a year. Even when it's off season, what do you think they're doing with their body? Do you think they're eating all that packaged food and doing whatever they want? Yeah, they may indulge a little bit here and there, but for the most part, they still got to stay in the game. They may not have as rigorous practices, but they got to keep their body good and tight. Because then when spring comes along, right, for spring practice, and then what happens? We begin coming together, and then they have to perform to get their spot back. Nothing in life is guaranteed, hence the value of preparation. And in all of that, right, when you are actually in it, you're going through the fall season into the winter and you're ready to play the Super Bowl. Every single week they're analyzing their opponents, right? They have to practice their plays. They change their plays. They have to take care of their body even more. That may mean extra physical therapy or eating a little bit different. They have to be sure that they're ready for anything that might come their way. What can your child learn from the value of preparation? Do you think it has value? Are you teaching them that? Or are you always just hurried and scurried? Nothing's really ever prepared. You're just trying to figure it all out. I really want to challenge you. What can you do to work on? If you just look at these five things, and there's not a lot here by any means, but you can take it. I mean, this can be used in anything with any child. Pick one of the five and say, what can I do to teach my child this for this Super Bowl? And it doesn't have to be this huge, long conversation. It doesn't have to be one that you sit down and you prepare for and you research and you're like, okay, we got this all figured out. The dissertation is written and I'm ready to present. No, I'm telling you to be a part of their life in the game of life. And when the opportunity arises, you're ready to step up as mom. You're ready to step up as dad in the Super Bowl of their life. That's the key here. But sometimes, mom, dad, we play it too easy. We get tired. We get worn out. We just want to go hide in a corner. We want to go crawl under our blankets. We want somebody else to do the laundry, somebody else to take care of the dinner, dishes, and dogs. But that was given to you by God. With each little blessing that you have, each opportunity to love on a child. So pick one of these five and say, you know what? I really need to work on this. This is what I want to instill. And if you have multiple children, then pick one specific to each child. I know that means more work for you, but I promise you the reward will be greater than the effort you put in. I promise. And you'll definitely be winning the Super Bowl of a lifetime. There are many touchdowns that are to be had, but they don't happen on the field. Are you ready to get in the game of life? Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hey, go Chiefs, go Eagles. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.